ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेढ्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धिः एकेह गुरुनन्दन बहुशाखाख्यनन्ताश्च बुद्धयो व्यवसायिनाम्। भगवान् इज़ इंट्रोड्यूसिंग कर्म योगा एज ए इंटरमीडियरी स्टेज टू गेन अधिकारित्वा फॉर गेनिंग द नॉलेज। अर्जुना बीइंग एन अनधिकारि, भगवान् इज़ टीचिंग दि मीन्स फॉर अधिकारित्वा, दैट इज कर्म योगा। वाइल टीचिंग कर्म योगा ही कंपेयर्स दि कर्म योगी एंड दि मेटीरियलिस्टिक पर्सन। ए कर्मयोगी इज ए पर्सन विथ क्लैरिटी ऑफ थिंकिंग, ही हैज क्लैरिटी ऑफ प्रायोरिटीज, क्लैरिटी ऑफ गोल, क्लैरिटी ऑफ मीन्स। Whereas a materialistic person is full of confusions, Bhagavan named him Avyavasayi. He is a man of confusion and his mind is Bahushaka Anantashcha, plenty of goals. Generally all goals are contradictory to one another and it is multi-branched one also. Here Bhagavan is going to continue. What is the fate of the materialistic person who doesn't have any spiritual goal for his life? Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadantyavipaschitah vedavadaratha partha nanyadastiti vadinah kamatmana swargapara janmakarma phalapradam क्रिया विशेष भगुलाम भोगैश्वर्य गतिम प्रति भोगैश्वर्य प्रसक्तानां तयापहृत चेतसां व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धिः समाधौ न विधीयते। ऑल दिस थ्री श्लोकास पुट टुगेदर वन सेंटेंस, वेरी डिफिकल्ट सेंटेंस मेकिंग अन्वय फॉर दिस थ्री श्लोकास generally is to be considered as a criterion for Sanskrit knowledge for the beginners. One word from first shloka, then from third shloka, then from second shloka, like that you have to put it in anvaya, in a sentence form. In these three shlokas, Bhagavan criticizes materialistic people who were called avyavasayinam in the last shloka. These materialistic people are confused and they don't have any spiritual goal. They are caught up in so many materialistic goals, who uses even the religious practices for the enjoyment, either in this world or in other worlds. In our scripture, plenty of rituals are prescribed for gaining artha and kama, for gaining materialistic goals. It shows that our scriptures are not against this materialistic goal. The very fact that it is prescribing means to achieve materialistic goal, that is artha and kama, shows that scriptures are not against the materialistic goal. It accepts the need and utility of artha and kama. But what it wants to say is, your entire life cannot be totally dedicated for artha and kama only. There is a homa called Avahanti Homa. That homa is prescribed for gaining lot of wealth. in Taittiriya Upanishad, one glimpse it comes. Avahanti vitanvana kurvana kshiram atmanaha, like that it comes. Lot of food you give, lot of milk you give, lot of wealth you give, like that. Then next to that, in the same Upanishad, satyam vada dharmam chara swadhyaya anma pramataha, other things also are given. These materialistic people are very much blind for that portion. Scripture prescribes means for artha and kama. In addition to that, it prescribes means for dharma and moksha also. But these materialistic people don't bother about it. They use the Veda also or scripture also only for this artha and kama. Those people are criticized here by Bhagavan. So they never bother about practicing values. They never bothered about inner growth. All they know is, we have to enjoy this life. If scripture prescribes the means for that, we will use that scripture. Otherwise, we won't use it. That type of people, who are always enamored by kamya karma and prayaschitta karma, who use Bhagavan himself as a means to their material goals. Generally, Bhagavan is prescribed as the ultimate goal by the scripture. But for these people, Bhagavan himself is the means. For what? To gain their wealth or sense pleasure. They are not confirmed about either God, what is the God, about the means of achieving the God, or about the Guru, about the spiritual practices. They are full of confusions. Here Bhagavan says, avipaschitaha. Avipaschitaha means alpamedasaha. They are unintelligent people. Why they are considered as unintelligent? For them, artha and kama are the ultimate. Material accomplishments alone are the sign of success for them. It is a wrong notion. They are not able to see the facts of life. Therefore, they are unintelligent people. What is the fact of life? They don't know that there are many important things in life which money cannot buy. Money can buy bed, but money cannot buy sleep. Money can buy food, but money cannot buy hunger. Money can buy people, but money cannot buy love of the people. So there are so many things in human life which we cannot get through artha and kama. But these avipaschitaha, alpamedasaha, unintelligent people think that all things in life I will get through artha and kama. Therefore, artha and kama only ultimate goal of life. They say, na anyat asti iti vadinaha. Other than artha and kama, nothing else is there for a human being to achieve. And here Bhagavan says, vadinaha. Vadinaha means vadanashilaha. Vadanashila means they can argue in a nice way. That means what? They are so much convinced about their philosophy of life. So therefore here Bhagavan says, vadinaha. They argue, other than materialistic goals, there is nothing to be acquired in life. Here Bhagavan considered them as avipaschitaha. Upanishad considers them as pramudha. Nanya cheyo na vedayante pramudhaha. Mudha means fool. Pramudha means filtered fools. They are filtered fools. For them, the life means kavo, piyo, maja karo. Eat, drink and be merry. They don't have interest in higher lifestyle with moral values, puja, spiritual practices, study of the shastra, nothing. They say, na anyat, artha kamad anyat nasti, iti vadinaha. Why they are like this? Why they have taken this stand that other than artha and kama, nothing is worth in life? Bhagavan says, they are kamatmanaha. Kamatmanaha means embodiment of desires. Embodiment of desires means, if you give hands and legs to desires, what will be It is their form. Kama paraha, one who has endless list of desires, they want to enjoy pleasures at the cost of spiritual growth. Once they are bored with local pleasures, still their search for pleasures doesn't end. It goes up to other worlds. Therefore, Bhagavan calls them swarga paraha. Not only they want to enjoy pleasures in this world, they want to enjoy sense pleasures even after the physical death. Swargaha as the ultimate goal for them. If you take these two definitions or the swargapara definition, many of the religion will fall. Because for many religion, swarga is the ultimate. Only Vedanta is the exception. So they are called swargaparaha. Then Veda Vada Rata, they revel in Vedic verses which talk about all types of rituals. They revel in Karma Kanda portion of the Veda. Though Veda talks about both prayers and shreyas. Prayers means materialistic end, that is artha and kama are put together in prayers category. Shreyas means that which makes us to gain the freedom, that is dharma and moksha. But they revel only in prayers portion. Veda talks about both prayers and shreyas. But they revel only in prayers portion. For them, the shreyas portion, the portion in which the ultimate reality is talked about, that is Vedanta portion, for them is a useless portion. They used to call Vedosharaha Vedanta. They used to say, if you consider the entire Veda as a big land, there are some portions of that land where you cannot do anything. Suppose you take India, desert is there. Veda Usharaha, Usharaha means desert. So that Vedanta portion is the desert portion of the Veda. There is a sutra also in Jaimini Sutra, that is Amnayasya Kriyartatva Anarthakyam Adadarthana. For them the conclusion is Veda talks about rituals only, Veda talks about heavens only. Amnayasya Kriyartatva. Since Veda talks about only rituals, Amnayasya means Veda. Anarthakyam Adadarthana. Wherever this Brahma Swarupam is talked about, wherever the ultimate reality is talked about, doesn't have any meaning, it is useless portion. This Karma Kanda, which is prescribed in the Vedas, are the ultimate goal for them. They are criticized here by Bhagavan. Actually, Karma Kanda is prescribed by the Vedas in order to prepare a person for Jnana Kanda. If you say, you are Brahman initially, he will laugh at and go. Bhagavan told, na, na jayate mriyate va kadachit. So much of Adhyatma Vidya he taught in the beginning of the second chapter. But nothing happened to Arjuna. Not only Arjuna, for many of us. So you need an adhikaritva to gain that knowledge. Mind has to be prepared. To prepare that mind only, this Karma Kanda was prescribed. Because by nature, human being, he is always towards the pleasure only, by nature. Even animal is for pleasures only. Similarly, human being also for pleasures only. He is not a seeker of duties, but he is a seeker of pleasures. Without duties, how much I can get the pleasure? That is his natural instinct in his mind. If Veda says, don't enjoy, give up everything, go to forest, meditate on Lord, he will give up the Veda itself. So how to attract him? Don't indulge too much in sense pleasures. It wants to say, what is the way? Introduce a ceremony called marriage. When marriage ceremony comes, what happens? You can have sense pleasure only with one particular person. Not with everyone like animals. So in order to discipline our day-to-day life, in order to discipline our day-to-day desires, this Karma Kanda was talked about. By disciplining our day-to-day life and desires, it prepares our mind for Jnana Kanda. Like a mother lures the child. Suppose a mother wants child to do its homework. Child says, I want to see the cartoon. Then mother says, if you finish your homework, I will give you Cadbury's chocolate. The benefit of homework is what? Benefit of study is what? Gaining the knowledge, not the Cadbury's chocolate. Similarly, Veda Mada also wants to give us the ultimate knowledge. But we are not ready. Therefore, in order to discipline our mind, this Karma Kanda was prescribed or told in the Vedas. But for this materialistic people, this attitude doesn't suit. In Bhagavadam it says, Parokshavado Vedoyam Balanam Anushasanam. Karma Mokshaya Karmani Vidhatte Hyagatam Yatha. Karma Kanda is for Balanam Anushasanam. In order to discipline the children, majority of the humanity, and in order to prepare the humanity for Atma Jnanam, Veda prescribes this. Veda wants us to get maturity from the state that I want child. When a person has a desire that I should have a child, so it says, do putra kameshti yaga. Then after getting the child, after going through a lot of problems because of that child, Veda wants us to give up by telling, prajaya king karishyama. What I am going to gain by this child, by this children. So the growth must be from putra kameshti yaga to prajaya king karishyamaha. The karma yogi understands this grand scheme of the Veda and use karma kanda for inner maturity, for manojaya. But the karmi, that is materialistic person, the artharthi, the avipashchit, being kamatmanaha, being swargaparaha, they are interested only in kamya karma, not interested in nishkamya karma. Sandhya Vandanam is there, Gayatri is there, daily worship is there. These are all nishkamya karmas. He is not interested in that. But he is interested in only kamya karma. Not only they revel in kamya karma, by themselves, they preach it, pravadanti, Bhagavan says, they will spread it, they will advertise it, they will preach it. As though their idea is the right one. What is their idea? Artha and kama is the ultimate goal of life. Once you have these two, you are a successful person. Even if Veda comes in our life, and it should be used for this purpose only. Even Bhagavan also should be used for this purpose only. This is their idea. Full of desires for sense pleasures, either in this world or in the other world. So they will not keep quiet with their idea. So they will advertise in full swing with media power also. Entire media advertises this word. Pushpita vacham pravadanti. Their advertisements will be very, very attractive. Very powerful also. Why it is very attractive? Because generally human mind is towards sense pleasures, not towards knowledge. Generally, human mind is towards sense pleasures. And sense pleasures generally are the product of Bhagavan's Maya Shakti. And Maya Shakti is always powerful than Bhagavan himself, you know. Not for Bhagavan. As far as Bhagavan is concerned, Maya Shakti is under his control. But as far as we are concerned, Maya Shakti is very powerful than Brahman. So with their flowery, eloquent, tempting, seducing advertisements, they spread materialism. They will ask those people who go to satsanga, those people who go to shastra vichara, those people who go to ashrama, they will ask, hey, what happened to you? At this age itself you are going? Those things should be after 60. You have to go through entire way. Then only those things will appeal to you. Why you are going now itself? So if one person asks, okay, we will just brush aside his words and come out. Entire majority ask same thing. Then what we will think? Oh, whether anything wrong with me? All are going towards one direction. Weekend means resorts and other places. I am coming to Ramakrishna Ashrama for weekend. That too for Gita class. So we doubt our own sanity. That much of power they have. They can make us even to doubt our clarity of thinking. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, be careful about them. If you are not alert, if you don't choose your friends carefully, because of their powerful advertisement, the power of speech, attractive speech, Charu Vak they are called, we may end up in suffering. In Ramayana, this power is expressed in one character, Mansara. Actually, Kaikeyi was a very good lady. She had lot of love for Rama. Suddenly, one particular moment, just 10 minutes speech, that's all. Speech by whom? By our Mansara. Simply, Mansara means what? She churned the mind of Kaikeyi. She exposed or she gave an imagination that Rama is the only unwanted person in your life, for your welfare is the only obstacle. If Rama is alive, Bharata's welfare is in danger. Your welfare is in danger. So, by hook or crook, somehow you manage to eliminate that personality from your life, from the life of Bharata. When you eliminate him, then your life will be full of glories. Your son will be a great Yuvaraja and you can rule your kingdom. Like that, just 10 minutes, over. Because of that dussanga, entire life Kaikeyi had to suffer. Till date, people scold Kaikeyi. So therefore, Shastra says, dussangaha sarvada tyajyaha. Materialistic people have great power of speech in convincing us, because we are not yet convinced about the spiritual greatness. Somewhere else some Swami told, somewhere else some kick we got, so therefore we have landed up in satsanga. So here the plant is very small, their opposition is like an elephant. Any moment simply it can come and crash. So therefore we should be very careful about these people. Pushpita vacham pravadanti. What they say? They say something very attractively. Bhagavan says, what they say? Kriya vishesha bahulam vacham pravadanti. They talk about ambitious projects which are saturated with lot of actions. To go for this and you will gain this, and after taking that benefit, one more company you can create. Like that. Manorajya. They will give an imaginary picture for our entire life. In the modern parlance, it is varieties of international projects. Even education institutions give this advertisement. Join us. We will assure you landing in USA. As though that is the highest place or greatest place to live. After going there, you will find out what to do. But as long as he is here, he is troubled with corruption of this country, troubled with lot of pollution, no opportunity to express his capacity. Like that, he is already in trouble. So when this type of advertisement comes, write GRE, we will assure you a place in New York. Like that advertisement they give. This is with regard to modern parlance. In Vedic parlance, Veda also gives lot of advertisement about heavens. Varieties of rituals it prescribes and says that if you do this, you will get this. So these people talk about the series of actions, ambitious projects, trapped in the whirlpool of actions. They talk about series of projects. Even Vedanta, they will use it for these projects. I came to know recently, even corporate people are studying Gita. I wonder, are, what a grand, beautiful thing it is. Because corporate people reading Gita means they will become renunciate, isn't it? They will become matured. They will become more unselfish. Then afterwards I came to know, no, not for that maturity or renunciation. Gita is used for management. The topics are Gita and successful management. Gita and corporate success, like that. Even Vedanta and Gita are used for not to get away from the lower things, but to perpetuate those lower things. They are trapped in the series of actions, series of ambitious projects. While entering, they entered happily. Because if anybody says, I will help you to start one new company, naturally we will enter happily. Then after entering, when I find that it is not according to my taste, I want to get away. But that time only I find I am not able to get away. In Uttarakhand, they used to tell one incident. Sadhus, those who live near the Ganges, early morning they used to perform puja, japa there. So one sadhu, when he was doing japa, he saw a black kambal. Kambal means rug. Is floating on the Ganga river. So he thought, I am suffering from cold. So if I get that kambal, it will be helpful for me. So he simply jumped into the Ganga and caught hold of that kambal, black kambal. Because of the force of the river, he was carried away by the river. So seeing that, other sadhus started shouting, hey, chede dao, give it up, otherwise you will be simply carried away by the river, give it up and come back. Then he shouted again, I want to give it up, but it is not giving up me. What happened? He thought that it is a black kambal, but it was a Himalayan black bear. It was having nice bath in the Ganga, so he thought it is a kambal, so he held it, bear also held it. Now bear is not living. Bear is a mammal, you know. Similarly, I enter in some projects in order to gain something, but afterwards I find not only I am not gaining anything, when I want to get away from that, I am not able to come away. Like a chakkar or like a giant wheel. You might have this experience, that giant wheel is there. In exhibitions, while entering, very happily you will enter, you know. When the giant wheel goes from below to above, you will feel very happy. But when it comes from above to down, entire stomach will shift. Then you will shout, hey, leave me, leave me. But that giant wheel happened to be a wheel which is controlled from somewhere else. So, that is like in Mahabharata. Abhimanyu knew how to enter that chakra vyuha, but he did not know to come away. All our actions, like chakra, goads us to go inside, but we don't know how to come away. These actions will produce janma, karma, phala, prata. They will produce repeated birth and death. What is a repeated birth and death means what? It is not a happy affair. Birth means 10 months staying in a place which is full of filth. Mother's womb which is full of filth, 10 months the jiva has to stay. After coming to this world, first reception is what? Beating from the nurse. Putting the child upside down, that nurse beats. That's the first reception. So first response from my side is what? Crying. Crying starts, qua, qua, qua. Qua means where it is. Where it is that I am searching for. So janma and karma phalaprata. But karma yogi knows how to get into that action and how to get out of it. Action by themselves, kriyas by themselves are not bad. If they are bad, it cannot be prescribed in the Vedas. Rituals by themselves are not bad. Karmakanda by themselves are not bad. But how we use it? A materialistic person uses it as the ultimate end of life, but a karma yogi uses it as a means for inner maturity. So he gets into that, grows internally, and gets out of it. He shaves his head, puts a tuft, gets into Brahmacharya ashrama at the age of 6 or 7. Then goes through the Vedic study for 12 years or 13 years, then comes out as a grihastha ashrami. So very ashrama concept of our Veda is, you get into it, get benefit out of it, grow and come out of it. So voluntarily you have to get in, and voluntarily you should know how to get away. In the modern age, problem is, even after retirement also, go for second employment. Company has thrown them because of their age, but mind is fresh. So they used to say, I am retired but not tired. I am retired but not yet tired. Therefore, I don't know what to do after retirement. So therefore, go for second employment. And they are happy about it, telling that, what to do, Swami, sitting in house, what to do? Sitting in house, study Gita, do puja, tell Lord's name. No, I am not habituated. So they don't know how to get away. If they don't know how to get away, Yamadharmaraja, one day he will come and carry away. So Shastra says, voluntarily you have to enter and voluntarily you have to come away from that. If your renunciation is out of maturity, out of inner growth, then it will be a happy affair for you. You enter in the householder life, perform all your duties, get maturity by lots of thrashings, then voluntarily at the age of at least 55 or 60, totally give it up. That is why they used to tell, Vanaprastha Ashrami Bhava. Even though you live in the family or society, you should consider yourself as a guest of the family. But the karmi, the materialistic person, doesn't have this grand view that karma kanda is for gaining maturity. Karma kanda is for becoming adhikari for jnana kanda. So what he does, he goes through janma and marana in a cyclic way. Why they do all these things? All their actions are dedicated for bhoga aishwaryam gati. Bhoga and aishwaryam is their goal, artha and kama. Whatever they do, what is the goal? Bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment. Aishwaryam means wealth. Wealth, not only money, power, status, all put together is called aishwaryam. Even going to temples, going to Lord for prayer, that also are with only full of applications and appeals. Oh Lord, I have a lot of problems, please remove. This is appeal. Oh Lord, I have a lot of projects. If he doesn't have projects, he will say, my son is having these type of projects. Or my grandson should get seat in American University. Oh Lord, full of applications and appeals only. Even when they come to ashramas and meet Swami, Swamiji, please bless him. He is my grandchild. Please bless him. Let him get the employment or whatever it may be. So for gaining bhoga and aishwaryam, they use all the religion and God. This is called religious materialism. It is now fully rampant, you know. Any temple you go, priests have understood this weakness. So if you put a big 100 rupees note, you will get one type of reception. If you don't put it, you will get another type of reception. Any temple you go, all temples are crowded only. And some shops will be there. Flower shop, this shop, that shop. Where is the necessity of all these shops? Only puja items you can sell, that is right. But other lot of shops will be, business marketing will be there. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Cadbury's. So they know the weakness. Such people are called Bhogaishwarya Prasaktaha. Whatever they do, whatever they study, their all actions are for Bhoga and Aishwarya only. Therefore, they are completely attached to Bhoga and Aishwarya. They are called Bhogaishwarya Prasaktana. Being attached to Bhoga and Aishwarya, Taya Apahruta Chetasa. Any attachment deludes the thinking capacity. They are carried away by these desires. Their conscience will be stifled, stultified, stunted by these desires. When desires are too much, suppose, and when I find I am not able to acquire all the desired objects, what I do? Slowly I try to compromise with the values. Okay, one lie I will tell, one signature I will put somewhere else, by that 1 lakh if I get. So all this compromise starts. Taya apakrita chetasam. Taya means by these desires, their discrimination power is carried away. They will lose their sense of propriety, sense of honesty. After repeating 2 or 3 times, the very guilt conscience also will go. Initially there may be some guilt conscience. I am not proper while telling lie, while doing forgery, while taking bribe, while cheating others. I am not proper. Initially this guilt conscience will be there. Repeat it 10 times or 15 times, then that guilt conscience also will go and the very intellect will justify our actions. It will say, everybody is doing, what can I do? And I cannot live without doing this. Many young boys say, without telling lie, we cannot live in this world, Swamiji. You are in another world. What you are telling? Without cheating others, without smart, they call it cheating is equal to smart, that is the word. Without being smart, you cannot live in this world. So, they justify their evil actions and end up with their philosophy, that is called Charuaka philosophy. Ranam krutva ghritam pipe. Take loan and eat nicely with ghee. In those days, ghee was the source of enjoyment, putting ghee. So, ranam krutva ghritam pipe. Enjoy by taking loan also. Now it is national policy, you know, credit card policy, economic policy, spending policy it is called. How justified is he? Shastra says, who is a dharidraha? Prashna Ratnotra Mala, one is there. 187 questions are asked and answered. There, the question comes, who is untouchable? Shankaracharya says, a person who has loan, don't touch him. His papa is so much, he is untouchable person. But now it is a national policy, credit card policy. So their philosophy will be, ranam krutva ghritam pipet. When a person who gave loan comes back and asks the loan, he says, I have taken loan, but not to return. It is your problem that you have lent the loan. Hey, you will get papa, you will get naraka. Who knows after my death whether I will live or not? Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutaha punaragamanam. They will say there is no scientific proof for, because it is scientific age, no scientific proof for papa, punya, naraka. So they will argue, showing adharmic person. They will say, you are telling Swamiji, if you are adharmic, you will suffer. See that person, our MLA or our ward member, you see, just 1 year before he was like this, he did all sorts of adharmic things, taken bribe and other things. How he is flourishing, you see, a house has come, AC car has come. So showing that, they will say, why can't we also do? For such people, vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhau na vidhiyate. These are all adjectives of avyavasayinam. Last in the 41st shloka, Bhagavan told, vyavasayatmika buddhihi is equal to karma yogi. Karma yogi is a person of clarity of thinking. He has only one goal in life, gaining freedom from emotional dependence through gaining self-knowledge. For gaining self-knowledge, I have to gain the maturity of mind. For gaining maturity of mind, I have to go through my day-to-day duties with Isharapana Buddhi and Prasada Buddhi. This is their only one goal. All these are all stages. This is with regard to Karma Yogi. A materialistic person who doesn't have any spiritual goal, for whom only artha and kama is the goal, he was called as avyavasayi. So that person, now he is criticized by Bhagavan, kamatmanaha swargaparaha, then pushpitam vacham vadanti vedavada radaha nanyadastiti vadinaha, like that. All these are all adjectives to that avyavasayi. So being confused, vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhau na vidhiyate. In their mind, there will not be any clarity. After talking about the materialistic person, Bhagavan says, O Arjuna, you should not be a materialistic person. Traigunya vishaya veda nitraigunyo bhava Arjuna nirdvandvo nitya sattvastho nityoga kshema atmavan. Bhagavan gives a advice to Arjuna. You work for materialistic goals, nothing wrong. You work for money, you work for wealth, you work for sense pleasure, but your goal of life should not be materialism. Therefore here Bhagavan says, Raigunya Vishaya Veda. Veda is full of details of Kamya Karma and Prayashchitta Karma. Kamya Karma means whatever desire you want to have, you can have by performing all those karmas. Prayashchitta Karma means whatever obstacles were there in attaining that So how you remove that obstacle? By doing prayaschitta karma, vastu, they will tell. Now they are all very famous people. Any TV you open, vastu shastra, they will tell. Shani Bhagavan, do some prayaschitta for Shani Bhagavan. And remove your window this side, that side. Change your name, numerology. Like that, Veda is full of these details. Veda is like a medical shop. In medical shop, you'll have a lot of medicine. Just because there are a lot of medicine, an intelligent man will not go there and take it and put it in his mouth. Hey, it is only for patients. You are a healthy man. If you are a healthy man, you doesn't need it. So Veda, Karma Kanda, talks about Kamya Karma and Prayaschitta Karma. It is not for you. It is not for a Karma Yogi. Being a Karma Yogi, you should be Nistraigunyo Bhava. Nistraigunyo Bhava means, Shankaracharya explains, Nishkamo Bhava. Should be free from materialistic desires, Kamya Karmas. You don't need them. What Bhagavan says is, you don't need them. It is not a necessity. There is a difference between necessity and luxury. It is a luxury. Being a healthy man, you don't need it. If you are a patient, you need it. You are not a patient. You don't need it. It is for children, not for you. Like toys and balloons are for children. You cannot say, you cannot argue, toys and balloons are created by Bhagavan. Why he has created? If there is no utility, why he has created? It doesn't have utility for you, but it has utility for some other people. Why you put down yourself in that category? So sense pleasures have utility for some category. Wherein this Vaitika Dharma is not at all there. For them it is okay. But not for you. Therefore, never do any religious practices for gaining materialistic goals. You can work for worldly goals, but don't pray for success in that worldly goal. That is called Nistraigunyo Bhava. Spiritual practices, religious practices are meant for inner growth, not for material goals, external achievements. For external achievements, you struggle, you work hard, you use your mind, but don't use the Veda and Bhagavan for that. So, Nistraigunyo Bhava means Nishkamo Bhava. Nishkamo Bhava means use all the religious practices, prayer, japa, bhajan, shastra vichara for Mano Jaya, not for Loka Jaya. The question may come, okay, with minimum possession I can manage to live, being a Karma Yogi. So now you understand, being a Karma Yogi itself, how much high from our day-to-day life, how much it is far away. Because all these qualifications we should have. Bhagavan says, don't have worldly desires. Work for it, but don't have desires. What is it? So very difficult. Why should I work for myself? Why should I work for yourself? Then Bhagavan says, you cannot avoid working. You cannot keep quiet yourself. He is going to tell afterwards. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. You are not free to choose whether to work or not. You will work because lot of fuel is there already. Pura janma, karma phala is there, fuel is there. Vehicle will go. What I say is, don't perpetuate that travel. From your side, put a break for it. Don't use this higher means, Vedic means, religious means and spiritual means for perpetuating that samsara. Whatever you have to do, you do it as an offering to me. Then when a person is convinced about this Karma Yoga philosophy, he may ask, okay, I can manage my life without much worldly desires. But even though I don't have desires, new fresh desires, I find now and then lot of unwanted guests are coming in my life in the form of pains. Lot of unwanted guests, they are unwanted guests. We don't want to have pains, unwanted situations. Like Rama's life, suddenly 14 years of Vanavasa punishment has come to him. Suddenly, he never thought of. He did not work for it also. He never imagined also. And he was such a good person. Suddenly 14 years he had to leave. And Yudhishthira in Mahabharata also, 13 years they had to live in the forest. So though I may be a good person, though I may not have worldly desires, though I pray only for dharma and moksha, but still I find there are a lot of problems comes to my life. What should I do? Because prarabdha is going to bring both sukha and dukkha. When sukha comes, nobody complains. Nobody complains, I am getting sukha, what to do? Nobody says, Swami, I am very much worried. Why? Lot of happiness I am getting, what to do? Nobody complains. Only when dukkha comes, everybody complains. Only when pain comes, everybody complains. So if Karma Yogi asks, what should I do? What should be my attitude towards that pain? Bhagavan already answered. Now again he is answering. The answer is Nirdvandvo Bhava. Learn to accept Dvandvas, that is pairs of opposites, with equanimity. Dvandva means opposite experiences which causes pleasures and pain. As you accept pleasurable things, so you accept painful things also. Why? He already told, na? Agama payino anityaha tan titikshasva. That titiksha will make you strong. Inner personality will be made strong by having titiksha. Sahanam sarva dukkana apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparahitam sa titiksha nikatyate. When I manage my stability, when I am not allowing the external situations to carry away my mind, then I am strong. Suppose some flood comes, ordinary small small things are simply washed away. But there is a rock, nothing can be done. So you cannot spend entire life with astrology, with Shani Parihara, Prayaschitta Karma, Vastu Shastra, entire life you cannot. One mosquito has bitten, what is the Prayaschitta? So you cannot spend the entire lifetime. So try to accept them as unavoidable pinpricks of life. Learn to strengthen your inner immunity. To some extent you can keep your external atmosphere clean, but you cannot make the external atmosphere free from, 100% free from bacteria and virus. They are invisible. So many pains in our life also are invisible. They don't announce, I am going to come tomorrow, be ready. It doesn't say. Suddenly accident happens, this fellow lands in the road. Gone. Nobody is there to even help him. Immediately after accident, in our Indian society, one thing you can see very naturally, purse will be stolen by somebody. Credit card, phone number, mobile phone, everything. Already that person is in trouble. Instead of helping that person, still. So entire life you cannot work for adjusting the external atmosphere. You have to work for your inner immunity. You should make your inner personality strong, by which all these mosquito bites will not give you malaria or dengue. How to avoid malaria and dengue? To some extent, you keep your living space clean. Then afterwards, you increase your inner immunity. Similarly, in life also, small, small pains you cannot avoid. It will come, but if your inner immunity is strong, you can make even the bigger pains also as small pain, like Ramji did. What a great shock for him. Just one day before they told, you are Yuvaraja, you are going to be Yuvaraja. Next day they were told, not only you are not going to be Yuvaraja, you have lost your citizenship also. Go to forest. There Valmiki ji shows what was the face of the Rama. It was like a just bloomed lotus, no reaction. Sumukhaya Namaha, one Vishnu Sahasranama talks about beautiful face of the Lord. There, Shankaracharya gives this shloka as the commentary for that. Sumukhaya Namaha, beautiful face when thunder comes on my head also. So how can I develop my inner immunity? Bhagavan is going to give three prescriptions. Nitya Sattvasto Bhava. Nitya Sattvasto Bhava means Sada Sattvaguna Ashito Bhava. Sattvaguna represents for Viveki Shakti. Keep your discriminative power always as a shining one. Try to establish in that discrimination power by practicing sattvic actions, unselfish actions like Sadhu Sangha, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಚಾರ ಸತ್ಕರ್ಮ ಯು ಕೀಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಟಿ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಗೋಲ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿರ್ಯೋಗ ಕ್ಷೇಮ ಭವ ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಯೋಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ಷೇಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ ಅಕ್ವಿಸಿಷನ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ಕ್ಷೇಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಸ್ಯ ರಕ್ಷಣ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ವಿಸಿಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಕ್ವಿಸಿಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಯೋಗ ಕ್ಷೇಮ ಎನಿ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಕ್ವಿಸಿಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಎಸ್ ಎ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದಶರಥ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪ್ಲೆಂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಫೋರ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ Nobody was there. None of them were there. So ultimately security is either through wisdom or through devotion. Ultimately security is either through wisdom. Wisdom that I am infinite, I don't need any security. I am the source of security of the whole creation is the wisdom. Or devotion, devotion to the Lord. Devotion in the words of the Lord, he himself going to tell, Ananya chintayanto ma ejana parjupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. I take care of their bare minimum necessities. Either you have devotion or have faith, even everyone deserts me in my life, but still there is my Lord, who is my antaryami, who is my ishta devata, he will protect. Or have wisdom that I am that infinite. Ultimately these two are going to be the source of security. But here Bhagavan says niryoga kshemaha bhava. Don't spend entire time for acquisition and maintenance, because spending for yoga kshema means no time for spiritual practices. All the time running, extra work, extra salary, bonus. Then maintenance work comes. No quality mind for Shastra Vichara, no quality time for Shastra Vichara, for spiritual practices. Therefore, reduce all your concern for Yoga Kshema. You may have local Yoga Kshema. Local Yoga Kshema, what it is, you know? LAC, their logo, motto is Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. From Gita only they have taken. Have local yoga kshema, but don't depend upon that yoga kshema. The real yoga kshema will be Lord only or wisdom only. The very well on which I depend upon may be the source of my death also. How many people we are reading? How many people were killed just for the sake of wealth? Putratapi dhana bhajam bhitihi. Even from the son there is a fear. For what? In order to gain the money, even the son may kill the father. So real yoga kshema is only from the Lord. Understand this. After understanding, atmavan bhava. First keep your discrimination brightly, therefore he told nitya sattvasto bhava. Then because of that discrimination you will understand that real yoga kshema is either wisdom or devotion to the Lord. Therefore you will not have concern for the acquisition and maintenance. Then you will be atmavan bhava. Apramattaha bhava. That is, always be focused on your goal. Once the mind is fixed on the goal, then whatever we do, one part of mind will be there only. Like a train journey. You have to purchase the ticket for Delhi. In between, you stopped at Rajahmundry or Nagpur. What you do? You get down. You don't say, I have to reach Delhi, I will not get down. Get down. Go here, there, this way, that way. Go and purchase also, masala dosa will be there, something will be there. But one part of the mind will be always, whether train is moving or not. Somewhere else some sound will be there, this fellow will rush. Why? Because one part of the mind, it is already told, your destination is Delhi. All these intermediary stages are okay, but you should not stop your journey here. When we have this apramattaha, alertness with regard to our ultimate goal, we will not be carried away by the situations of life. We will not lead a mechanical life. Just because everybody marries, I also matter. Everybody goes to that particular job, I also go for it. No, I will not do it. I will chart out my own way to reach that ultimate goal, about which Bhagavan is going to talk about. These details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.